The life and times of Marla Kimshu. She was born with a set of adult breasts, and all the doctors boned her in the incubator. After that, she went to grade school and the world blew up. The end. The oldest known artifact, called Ibogaine, found in a bottle of 3,000-year-old wine. The image itself dates back to the dawn of human intelligence and shows aspects of several early cultures. Now turn around, bend down, and pick up a bale of cotton. Chapter 30, The Last Penis Plug. Deep in the resources of his dripping fungoid castle, Crayon Bastard plots the end of the world. His head, a cone of thought, reels as he looks out of his bubblegum telescope. "Alas, we have fallen," he says, and pukes up a random hodgepodge of objects de art. Stoned and moaning, Barney throw up seeks a water fountain to cool his screaming throat. The hall full of preppies and jocks who shoot him looks of disapproval. "What a junkie I am," sings Barney as he mainlines mildew from his belly button. "Wow." He slips back, clinging against the stalls, sliding down the urinal in a semi-conscious dream state, spitting out his teeth. "Hey, fuckwat," says Rodney Holmes, as he kicks Barney's testicles, already sore from a week-long orgy of self-abuse. Barney sleeps underwater, visions of hypos and gishes laughing at him. Feel his head. He dreams he's wielding a knife, stabbing cops repeatedly. "If only I could be the lucky douchebag to crucify cross with frozen condoms." What stinks? Society and a fat mad banker. Who sucks? Visionary crosses in oily excess. What zit festers on the green heart of man? What sad clown fuck up Rex doing 60? All hail Ron Hill, god of receiving. The eagles dart across the ceiling fan. And several ants I eat after letting eat the fungus off my pants. You're weird, Mr. Fickleston. The loser. 1. A dream. The loser is holding a water bong. His born-again Christian brother hands him a lighter. "It's cashed," brother says, a beard bristling on his righteous chin. The loser hits it deeply, all motion stopped, other than his throat and lungs. Slowly the resin deep inside ignites. But loser lets it smoke out, not realizing there was a hit inside. Smoke gathers into a glistening ball, hovering about 4 feet off the floor. Loser stares at it, seeing his reflection staring back. It is a moment of non-movement. Then the ball breaks into tiny streamers of gray radiance. "Wow, I could have bent over and sucked it into my mouth, thanks, loser." He hits the pipe bong device again, and again breathing in the mystic smoke. He hears his parents rise from slumber, their voices soaring through paper walls of spiritual stagnance. "Quick, hide the bong," his brother says. 2. Loser stashes the bong under his shirt and heads outside. He goes behind his grandma's trailer. His mother looks at him from the back porch. "Breakfast," she says. He steps forward from where he's hidden from view and throws down the bong. It breaks. "Have to sneak back here later," he thinks. Circles of light cascading off your bare ass as you contemplate the bleak possibilities of life as a civil servant. What's wrong with you? You ponder as you fantasize about loving teenage girls bending over and fucking. What if young America loses its hard-on? Gimme sex and pot. Only through that and dreams can we hope to achieve the knot. America's dreams, swift and whiskey. Vomits on cops who, their piggy selves, will someday be eaten by donuts and drank by coffee. I demand a raise. The loser. 3. Loser wakes up from dull, boring dreams and washes the dried cum off his belly. 4. After bathing and eating, 1. He brushes his ugly teeth. 2. He pisses 6 times in 20 minutes. 3. He chews a stick of toad-flavored tea. Cops suck for blocks, then go home and suck cock of the law, the long appendage of the law. Automatic writing. Sky rose, drift echo, electric spots on fire, rosy pink twats over the lawns and yards. Sleeping American pricks, smug with lobster seeds, and dogs howling back, forest flies mossy they lack. Beards of weirded wardens and stuffed Indians smack. Sheets for heaving, leave that cleavage, dust in the fire of man, smiles mellow hate spat. More automatic writing. Stress of the long tomorrow. We, oblivion factory. Smug with vomit. Good doctor made of wood. Crazy how we expire. Frozen cum on mountaintop. Wooden slugs and bugs really hot. Mount Rushmore melting. Purple balloon tips up. Microscopic tuba filth. Burning dollars in tribute. Did Elvis breathe underwater? Empty we turn. Swallow net blanket. Cross wall. Steps abound. Shower scene with feet. Towering eyeballs. Wet Stanley knives. Long knives of the heart. Excrement of the mind. What sort of hooker? Lynx telephones. Heat badge. Sore biceps. Heaving up chucker, vomit tornado, fishy aging politician. Walk on roses, explode teeny boppers, car crash on hashish, strange mink slippers, angel dust flashback, Steve in the garden, Los Angeles cum shot, firefight, dungeon fly pain, silence, groovy loss of circulation, intangible microdot. Ice hovering over Houston. I gave her my soul, but it wasn't offensive. Black humor about Stan's dog. Clean Jane and gang rape, television eye open. Another dusty road eclipse, headached and spank me. Shorts on display, no jeans on, carpet bugs, chicks on quaaludes, bats after you. The stained glass windows of the church imploded with a musical chime. Dozens of notes squealed from the organ inside. A terrible stench rose from the pews. Meanwhile, outside, the lawn was eaten by acid-crazed sheep. The expensive cars collapsed in spontaneous rust. Stress reduction explosive hip device for beginners. Megaton bombs and chandeliers. And Rogel with treble feelers. Chapter 16. Is it true that people think their children are cute because they resemble themselves. Katie Holder stares in disbelief. The little children in the first row masturbating with a rolled-up porn mag. Little Angie is huffing white out from a plastic bag. Freddie is shitting on her desk while the whole class giggles in mad intensity.
Oh my god! Thought Katie. They are out of control!
Now class, resume your seats and turn to page 21 in your Christian Views of Creationism. But to her horror, the class is gang-fucking Mr. Bunny, the rabbit thrashing in panic. I knew this would happen someday, but I have been prepared. She goes to her desk and pulls out a stun rod made for use on gorillas. Zap! Brian spasms violently and falls to the floor, blood dripping out his nose. She swings a wide arc, dropping three more children. But then a sharp pain drives her to her knees. Johnny, still holding the protector that was buried to the hilt, up her ass. The end.
Aye, ye be correct, young laddie.
Rat Salad by Janet Moulton Calhoun. I was rat salad yesterday in hell. A rat ballad, sad as well. Who, with such whiskers, preached one haunted midnight hour that he would rise and rise again, ate datura flowers. A moment with guest author Dean Blaze. It's actually pretty golden sad. Your mouth is open, you can feel it, but no words come out. It's quite like having your mouth filled with fish hooks and your asshole slamming shut at the same time. But choosy cream of wheat wants to have some fun with you and some chocolate pudding, so it's all right. In the end, get it? In the end, I'm ready to meet her. Chap 1. All hell's breaking loose. T.A. Nicholson was hanging out in his 23rd century home. He heard on C-SPAN that war was inevitable with Kuwait, who had conquered all of Asia and Europe in the early parts of the 21st century. He was listening to his homemade ham radio in his nuclear-proof shelter. DLR. I'll be coming when the bomb hits. See, America's released the final demons, Republicans! Jesus building concentration camps for Asians. Chapter 2, Scurry When the Light Comes On. Roger Vile awoke and rolled out of his thrashed vehicle. His eyes melted in the initial blast. He staggered about the back of the 4x4 and opened a cooler and back and drank a 12-pack as he died of radiation poisoning. Chapter 1. Funky Happenings. Indicus and Dickabod Crane were riding down Corn Road in a inconspicuous-looking Ford Fane mount, listening to someone named Jello and smoking a suspicious-looking substance in a 3-foot hookah. All of a sudden, Dickabod saw something in the ditch. Hey Indicus, did you see that? Yeah, it looks short of human shape. Let's take a look, man. Somebody could be hurt, Dickabod said, with anguish.